spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report. Full article. TD's near record close masks a short-term lag inside a strong diversified bank group. Toronto Dominion Bank gained 2.5% for the week and closed just 0.4% below its 52-week high. But 4-week momentum and volume confirmation remain less convincing than the price level suggests. Research brief. Toronto Dominion Bank ended the week at $124.40, up 2.5%, with an active weekly trend signal, and priced 16.3% above its trend line. The move sits in a supportive diversified bank industry, where trend breadth is 100%. But TD's 0.6% 4-week return ranks at the bottom of the group, and the latest 7 million share week was only 0.6 times its 13-week average. Key points. Number 1. TD closed at $124.40 on 14 August, 99.1% of the way through its 52-week range, and only 0.4% below the 124.9 high. Number 2. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 73-week active streak, and priced 16.3% above the 106.9 trend line. Number 3. Volume did not confirm the near-high close. 7 million shares traded versus a 13-week average of 12.0 million and a 52-week average of 10.9 million. Number 4. Sector and industry breadth are supportive, but TD's 0.6% 4-week return trails the diversified bank group average of 5.3%. Number 5. Market dynamics are still positive, though activity pressure has cooled 58.5% over 4 weeks, and relative strength has fallen 32.4%. Price action. Strong close, weaker follow-through than peers. Toronto Dominion Bank finished the latest completed week at $124.40, up 2.5%, putting the NYSE-listed Canadian Diversified Bank within touching distance of its 52-week high of $124.90. The stock has gained 11.2% over 12 weeks, 31.5% over 26 weeks, and 72.4% across the past year, leaving it near the top of its yearly range at 99.1%. The shorter-term picture is more mixed. TD's 1-week move beat the U.S. financial services average of 1.2% and the bank's diversified average of 2.0%. But its 4-week return is only 0.6%. That ranks last among the 18-stock diversified bank group, where the average 4-week gain is 5.3%, and peers such as BBVA, ING, Santander, Citigroup, and NUFG have shown stronger recent follow-through. Signal state. Trend intact, activity signal cooling. The weekly trend signal remains active, supported by a 73-week active streak and a close 16.3% above the 106.9 trend line. ShareMaestro setup signature is a continuation profile, and the composite score stands at 72, reflecting a constructive but not risk-free technical state, with activity pressure at 0.65. But there is no fresh buy signal. The quality of the move has softened under the surface. Activity pressure is down 58.5% over 4 weeks, while the relative strength reading of 15.71 has declined 32.4%. That combination says the trend is still in force, but the latest push has less urgency than the price level alone implies. Volume and valuation. Participation gap at a premium price. The latest weekly gain came on 7.0 million shares, equal to 0.6 times the 13-week average of 12.0 million, and 0.6 times the 52-week average of 10.9 million. That is a clear participation gap compared with earlier higher volume weeks, including 24.7 million shares on 10 July and 14.4 million shares during the 24 July pullback. TD also trades well above ShareMaestro fair value. The latest close is 78.8% above the $69.55 fair value line, showing strong premium demand, but also raising the hurdle for fresh upside. Price strength above trend is positive, while the valuation distance and light turnover increase the risk that a near-high pause could develop if buyers do not return with greater volume. Sector context and what to watch next. The broader financial services sector remains supportive, with 79.0% of stocks in active weekly trends, and 87.0% showing positive market dynamics. Relative strength breadth is weaker at 48.0%, which suggests sector gains are not evenly distributed. TD ranks in the 77th percentile among 993 U.S. financial services stocks on the peer relative momentum screen, the bank's diversified industry is stronger than the sector, with 100.0% trend breadth and 94.4% positive readings for both market dynamics and relative strength. For TD, the next test is whether a stock sitting just 0.4% below its high can attract better volume and rebuild activity pressure. The 106.9 trend line remains the key weekly regime level, while a move with volume above 1.5 times average would provide stronger confirmation than the latest 0.6 times week. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Share Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.